parrot has to is men. When we're discussing now a new subject from Binyan Bekalim. Binyan Bekalim means the person is going to go and build, but he's not building a house. He's building a kli. Now, there is a machloitus in the Gemara if yesh binyan bekeli or lo. We take on yesh binyan bekeli. That there is an ism in Atzeria, a person would go and build a cup, let's say, build a saucer. Any sort of making an object is also considered binyan b'shabbos. Even according to the mandama, there's no binyan b'shabbos, there's a problem from Makkah b'patish. We take on yesh binyan bekeli. Now, with binyan bekeli, there are three dargas. There are three stages. Stage one is asamin atoya. It's called tekiya. A person who gets put it together very, very well. In a way, it stays there strongly. Normally one does it with a screw, or with a nail, or with glue, in such a way it gets stuck and it's made one item, then it's considered a binyan bekelin, in Atoya it is also to do that on Shabbos. A second stage is called hiduk, which is only also midrabbonon. Hiduk means you stick it together, without glue, just put together well. Since it is not put together in a way which is forever, not strongly put together, it is able to be disconnected again, then it is only after midrabbonon. The third case is, which is made rafui, in a loose joinage. A loose joinage is only not considered altogether binyan b'shabbos, even midrabbanan, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. So we've got three stages, tkia, litkar, to go and put it together strongly, ism and atoya, hiduk, ism midrabbanan, rofui, muta, loosen, is muta, to put it loose together, is muta. So if men, harkovat, kelim, and you did tkia, to put together, to construct a kli, and you did tkia. Tkia means well put together. We'll see exactly. Also min atayah. Also laharkiv chalakim shal kli zeh bazeh. You're not allowed to construct parts of a kli, put them together in order to make a kli. Ofen hamugdak tkia. If it is considered tkia, va'oisakein chayiv chatos, you do it, yechayiv also min hatoya. The Indian hatkia, who explains what is tkia, shemachabe es hachalakim zeh lezeh b'chipu gomo, you join it together in a proper join, ad shem nechshovin k'muchadim, it's considered one item. When you join it together, it makes it one item now. To go in shechibron b'matzmerim, you put it together with a nail, or bibragim, or with a screw, or bikam b'devek, or put it with glue, or hitkam b'oisim chazak ma'od, or even if you push it together in a way that is well stuck together. Anything which is compared similar to that, all these cases, if you do that on Shabbos, you're chayev chatos. The if mem ala chalkei keili hamitchabim zeh lezeh al dei habraga mehudeket heitev. If one, the way one puts together this kli is with screwing it on one to each other in a way it gets well put together. Let's say if you've got a broom with its stick, the broom stick which you want to put inside the broom. And it gets together, well together, with screwing it on. It is not sometimes done with a nail or screw, even if it's not done with a screw. But you're putting it together with strongly, with screwing it on. Nechlaku ha'poskin, and chibu ze nechshav ketkiyah v'ofen ha'at soyu, and nechshav kehiduk v'ofen ha'rabonim. The poskin have a dispute. Is that considered iser soyu, or is it ha'rabonim? Is it considered ketkiyah, or is it considered hiduk? According to everybody, it's also midrabanon. The shayt was also in a Torah. Putting together a kli with screwing it together in a way it gets well stuck together, and is considered with this screw to make it into one item. Then it's machloikas if it is also min ha Torah or also midrabanon.